People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation.
Cannonball!
Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
With the Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card, you can earn unlimited 2% cash rewards on purchases you want and purchases you need. That means you earn 2% cash rewards on what you want, like season tickets to watch your favorite team, and 2% cash rewards on what you need, like paying for parking. That's the beauty of the Active Cash Credit Card. It's ready when you are, with unlimited 2% cash rewards. The Wells Fargo Active Cash Credit Card. That's real life ready. Terms apply. Learn more at wellsfargo.com/activecash.
Hello, friends. I'm Laura Adams, and this is the Money Girl Podcast, where my mission is to help you live rich and love the journey. May is such an exciting time. Everybody's going to proms, graduations, and summer vacations are right around the corner to look forward to. If you're about to have a little more time on your hands than during the rest of the year, it's a really great time to catch up on past podcast episodes or to enroll in one of my online courses. Stay with me, and at the end of the show, I'll give you a huge discount code to enroll in one of my classes from now until the first day of summer, which is June 21st. You know that I talk about a lot of different retirement topics on this show, and today we're actually going to cover one that I've never talked about before, but I received a great voicemail question about this topic from a listener named Jamie, which you'll hear in a moment. The topic that she brings up may not apply to every one of you because it's a unique offering for certain people who work for the government, public colleges, or even in temporary or seasonal jobs. But I want to encourage you to continue listening anytime I discuss a topic that doesn't affect you right now. And I just highly recommend that you listen because one day the topic may apply to your situation, or you may have the information in your back pocket, and that will empower you to help a family member or a friend who might be affected by the topic and could need some advice. So I always say that knowledge is power. So I want you to soak up as much knowledge as you can. And that's really why I do this podcast in the first place. This is episode number 592, called Do You Qualify for a FICA Alternative Retirement Plan?
Hi, Laura. I appreciate you taking my call. I was calling to find out if I should save for retirement 15% in addition to the Social Security alternative plan that I have at my workplace. It's a mandatory plan that saves about 7%. My goal is to save 15% total for retirement, so I wasn't sure if I should calculate that 15% over and above what the Social Security alternative plan is. And also, I have the option of a voluntary retirement plan, a 457B or a 403B. And the 403B does have a Roth option as well. And I don't really understand which one would be more beneficial. So I was hoping maybe you could cover that in one of your next podcasts. And this is Jamie. Thank you. Bye.
Jamie, thank you so much for your question. In this podcast, I'll explain what a Social Security alternative plan is, who qualifies for one, and the differences between a 457B and a 403B. Many of you may not have heard of this plan at all, so that's why I'm really glad that you're tuning in and listening, because it's something that may apply to you in the future at some point. A Social Security alternative plan is actually more commonly called a FICA alternative plan or a FICA replacement plan. It's simply a private retirement account created for certain workers. As I mentioned, they might be temporary, part-time, or employed by the government, and are not eligible to pay into the Social Security system. Now, most other employees are required to fund the Social Security system by paying FICA payroll taxes. And I'll explain more about what that is in just a moment. Basically, employers must deduct these taxes from your paychecks and send those taxes to the government on your behalf. So I want you to think of a FICA plan as a substitute when you don't pay Social Security taxes. Instead, you're required to contribute a minimum of 7.5% of your wages to a FICA plan account. Contributions to a FICA alternative plan can come from an employee, an employer, or both. It sounds like Jamie is putting in the entire 7.5% on her own, which is the most common scenario. But no matter who funds a FICA alternative plan, the employee owns it and controls how the funds are invested. If you leave your employer, or let's say you move to a position, a different job in that company that makes you ineligible for a FICA alternative plan, you can always take the money with you. You can always do a rollover, and those funds are always portable. Since Jamie said her goal is to save 15% for retirement, one option that her FICA plan may allow is simply to raise her contribution from 7.5% up to 15%. Another option is to contribute an additional 7.5% of her income to a different type of retirement account, such as a Roth IRA. So let's back up and I'll give you a brief explainer of FICA. FICA stands for the Federal Insurance Contributions Act. And the name of it really doesn't tell you much about what it does, but it's a law that mandates both the Social Security and the Medicare taxes that are deducted from many workers' wages. Most employees fund these programs by paying FICA tax of 7.65%, and you pay it up to a certain amount of earned income. What many people don't realize is that you pay a portion, and your employer must pay a matching portion as well. So you pay in a total of 15.3% into these programs. So the idea is that you and your employer contribute to social programs throughout your career. And by the way, if you're self-employed, you must pay the entire amount, that entire 15.3% into the system, which is known as the self-employment tax. It's basically the same thing, but for self-employed people, it's called the self-employment tax or the SE tax. The money you pay for social programs, it's not set aside for you in an individual account, like a retirement account, but your funds get pooled in one big fund for the government to manage. And once you retire, the workforce continues to fund these programs. They're funding Social Security and Medicare while you get to receive the benefits. You can collect Social Security retirement as early as age 62, but if you wait a little longer, if you wait until your full retirement age, which is 67 for most workers, or if you delay it a little longer until age 70, you're going to receive a larger monthly benefit, in some cases much larger than you would if you got early retirement at age 62. For 2019, the Social Security tax makes up 6.2% of the FICA total tax, which I mentioned is 7.65%. But you don't pay Social Security tax on all of your income because there's actually what's called a wage base threshold. And that threshold is $132,900. Once your earnings exceed $132,900 during the year, no additional Social Security tax is deducted from your pay. In other words, no one pays more than $8,240 in Social Security tax per year. However, that wage threshold typically goes up a little bit each year. And because the Social Security system may run out of money in future decades, we're likely to see the payroll tax increase or the wage base threshold go up, or maybe both, in order to keep the program financially healthy. Now let's talk about Medicare. For 2019, the Medicare tax portion of FICA is 1.45%. However, if you earn high income, you got to pay more. Wages that are paid in excess of $200,000 for a single taxpayer, or $250,000 if you're married and you file taxes jointly, any amount above that that you earn is subject to an additional tax. You pay an additional 0.9% for that extra money over those limits. So that brings the total up to 2.35% of Medicare tax when you're a high earner. And you're eligible for Medicare health benefits as soon as you reach age 65. Or you may get Medicare earlier if you have a qualifying disability. Jamie mentioned that she has the option to set up her FICA alternative plan as either a traditional or a Roth retirement account, and she can use either a 403b or a 457b plan, but she said she needs more clarification on their differences to know which one would be best for her. Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's gotta be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
We could try to explain what it feels like to get your work done on a John Deere. The way a Z-Track mower finishes in half the time you thought it would. Or how much easier it is to move mountains of soil with a 1-Series tractor. We could even go into detail about how it feels to tow up to 4,000 pounds behind a Gator XUV. But if you really want to know what it's like to run with us, you just have to get in the seat. Learn more at johndeere.com/get-in-the-seat or visit a dealer near you.
People today can spend half their lives over 50. So it's good to be financially ready for what's important to you as you get older, like a family vacation. Or starting your dream business.
Welcome to Connie's Coffee. How may I help you?
AARP's trusted financial tools can help you plan for whatever your future holds. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Start planning today at aarp.org/moneytools.
So in general, these plans work the same whether you're funding them for a FICA alternative plan or not. Traditional retirement plans are tax deferred, which means that amounts you contribute are not included in your taxable income for the current year. Instead, you pay income tax on distributions taken out in retirement. Roth retirement plans have an opposite taxation because you do not get a tax break on contributions in the year you make them. However, any type of Roth account allows you to take withdrawals in retirement that are completely tax-free. That can add up to massive tax savings. Unlike a Roth IRA, which is not available if your income exceeds certain limits, Roth accounts at work have no income limits, no restrictions, so you can participate in a Roth 401k, a Roth 403b, or a Roth 457b no matter how much you're paid. That's a great benefit. So, Jamie, using a Roth will make sense if any of the following apply to you. You believe that your income tax rate will be higher in retirement than it is now. You don't need a tax deduction to reduce your taxes in the current year. You've got many years to go before retirement, or you simply want tax-free withdrawals to diversify your income in retirement. Now, let's talk about the account types that Jamie can use for her FICA alternative plan, starting with the 403B. This is offered by many nonprofits, public schools, churches, hospitals, and government agencies. They're similar to the more well-known 401k retirement plan that's offered by many for-profit companies. For 2019, just like with a 401k, you can contribute up to $19,000 or up to $25,000 if you're over age 50 to a 403b. One of the main benefits of having a 403b is that if you stay in your job for 15 years, your plan may allow you to save even more than these annual limits, even if you're younger than age 50. So that's something to consider, Jamie, if you do plan on staying with your employer for the long term. The other type of retirement account available to Jamie is a 457B. There's a version offered by state and local government agencies and one with slightly different rules offered by tax-exempt organizations. For 2019, just like with the 401k and the 403B, you can contribute up to $19,000 or up to $25,000 if you're over age 50 to a 457B. One of the main benefits of a 457 is that you can make pretty aggressive catch-up contributions starting when you're 3 years away from retirement. For example, let's say your plan specifies 65 as your retirement age. Once you reach 62, you can contribute a total of $38,000 for 2019 as long as you earn that much. So again, as you approach retirement, the 457B can really be quite advantageous because it allows you to kind of double up on your contributions. Additionally, if an employer offers both a 403B and a 457B, which is what Jamie said, workers may be eligible to max out both plans in the same year. So, Jamie, my recommendation is actually to split your contributions between the Roth 403B and a Roth 457B so that you're getting the best of both types of retirement accounts for your FICA alternative plan. Jamie, thanks again for your message. If you have a question or comment, just call like Jamie did. Call 302-364-0308 and leave your voice message. We may play it in the show. And before we go, I want to remind you that we're almost halfway through the year. So if you set a resolution to get out of debt this year, that's fantastic. But I want you to realize that the clock is ticking. Just a few more weeks to go before we're at the halfway point. So now's the time to actually get the motivation and information to actually do it. And I'm offering a huge summer special discount of 85% off for podcast listeners who enroll in my online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, a proven plan to stay debt-free forever. If you enroll before June 21, which is the first day of summer, so don't wait. To get the discount code, you can send me a text message. Just text the phrase summer money with no space. Again, summer money, SUMMERMONEY with no space to the number 33444. And if you don't text, you can simply email me with summer money in the subject line. My email is laura@lauradadams.com, or you can use my contact page at lauradadams.com. I hope you'll join hundreds of folks who have taken the class and are now getting out of debt and on the road to living a richer life. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. That's such an easy, free way to give back and show your support and also help new listeners find us. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.